Thank you for joining us for Care No Matter What, the Planned Parenthood Arizona podcast. And now, your host, Ethan Cox, Director of Development.
Hello, and thank you so much for being here for our very first ever Care No Matter What podcast. I'm Ethan Cox, Director of Development for Planned Parenthood Arizona. We really hope that you enjoy this podcast. We'll be posting about once every month. We'll be having great conversations with both internal and external stakeholders with Planned Parenthood Arizona. I want to start off today's conversation by introducing you to Dr. Belinda Beck. Dr. Beck has been practicing gynecology since 2002. She's a graduate of the University of Texas Medical School at Houston, and she also specializes in gynecologic surgery. Welcome, Dr. Beck.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. So I want to start out with you just telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Texas, and that's where I did all of my training. I came out to Arizona around 11 years ago, and I've never looked back. I love it here, except in the summers. However, I guess that's the price you pay for having amazing winters.
Yeah, the summers are pretty rough here in Arizona.
Especially right now.
I totally get it. So, as I know you are keenly aware, the number of doctors in the U.S. who are willing to go into providing abortion care are pretty few and far between nowadays. What brings you to this work, and why are you so passionate about what you do?
Well, I'm a big believer that life will put you where you need to be. I started my profession as a gynecological surgeon. However, there was something in my heart that just kept tugging at me, like a belief that I could do more for women. I came to Planned Parenthood around 4 years ago because I realized with all the new trap laws, it was harder for women to get an abortion now than back in 1974. So let me say that again. It's harder now than back 50 years ago. So for women, we're going backwards as a society. And as a gynecologist, I couldn't stand aside and let that happen. I needed to do more. As Gandhi said, you have to be the change you wish to see in the world. And I needed to be that change.
You just brought up an interesting word, trap laws. What does that mean?
So trap laws are targeted regulation of abortion providers. And so these are laws specific to abortion providers or abortion clinics. A lot of the time they have really, you know, nice sounding names and they are in the guise of quote unquote protecting women, but they're just designed to actually put barriers in front of women when accessing their reproductive rights.
So is this like the 24-hour waiting period that we have here in Arizona?
Exactly. Women come to us here at the affiliate and they know what they want. So that 24-hour waiting period isn't really necessary, but they put that law in place just to act as one more barrier. If you're coming from a small town, if you had to arrange childcare, if you had to take off time from work, then that 24-hour actually costs you money, costs you time, and really puts a barrier when accessing abortion care.
So let me get this straight. Someone wants to receive an abortion, a safe, legal abortion here in the state. They have to come twice to a Planned Parenthood center to do that?
Sometimes three times. Especially now, there's a lot of affiliates in a lot of states where they're, with COVID, able to access telemedicine and able to do things remotely. But here in Arizona, none of that is true. Arizona Department of Health has not allowed us to make any changes. So they have to come once for a confirmation visit. They have to wait at least 24 hours before they come again. And if they're accessing a medication abortion, they actually have to come a third time. Per Arizona laws. That's a lot if you have children at home or, as I said, you have a job that won't let you off.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I can't even imagine having to go to the dentist three times just to get my teeth cleaned. And it's insane.
And that's exactly. These are regulated. So that's why they call them trap, because these are regulated of just abortion clinics alone. So no other health service has to be subject to these laws. These are just for abortion providing services alone.
Wow. All right. I think you probably touched on this a bit, but a little bit more about what's one of the hardest or most challenging aspects of your job?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we spoke to, the mountains. And I do mean mountains of unnecessary regulation and laws that the anti-choice groups have managed to pass. It's hard to see the day-to-day effects on women, the expense, the burdens, the shame that the government is trying to install. It's hard to see those tears in my office when they're trying to access their rights. And my hope is that one day women can go through this process without all that burden, without that shame.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
When you have a great day on the job, and I bet you have a lot of them, what most likely happened that made it so good?
The patients that I have a privilege to serve and the staff at the health centers. Patients are so grateful to have this place of support, and it's amazing to see in their eyes. It's amazing to hear from their lips, a place of real acceptance. A lot of patients will come to me and they haven't told anybody or they have shame, and then they're presented to a clinic where every single person there is creating this accepting, amazing environment. And so a lot of people come in not knowing what to expect and then leave and feel really good about themselves. And that's probably one of the best parts of my day. And then also the staff. I mean, I've had a few jobs in my career, but I have never worked with a group of people who are all working for the same amazing goal. And to have a whole group of people that you work with that believe in the same mission, believe in respecting women, believe in respecting men, fighting for reproductive health, that's an amazing environment. And some days it doesn't feel like a job, just feels like a great place to come.
I hear that. So protesters, they are a fact of life in this work, and they can be quite aggressive and unnecessarily hostile. How do you handle that, and how do you help your staff cope with these folks?
So what a lot of people who come to our centers don't realize is that the protesters are there every single day, rain or shine. And because of that, for a lot of the staff, it's become like background noise at this point. Sometimes they yell new things, but mostly it's the same script each and every day. And that's how you know it's just nonsense. One time they did call me a general in Satan's army. And I made everyone call me general that day. So you have to laugh it off most days.
I think that's great advice. How do you make sure that your staff understands that too?
So the new staff, and especially patients are the ones that maybe can't laugh it off, that day, or
sure.
Maybe you just had a bad day and you just don't want to be screamed at that day. And the patients, as I said, the ones that don't know that this is happening and don't understand who those people are, it can be really upsetting. And so a lot of the times they are amazed that the anti-choice protesters, are allowed to kind of yell at us. And that's really what kills you is I can laugh it off. A lot of our staff can laugh it off. But it's the patients, because as I alluded to earlier, this is a new experience for them. This is a brand new, they never thought they were going to be in this position. And here they have a bunch of people who are sidewalk counseling, which really means just yelling at them from afar. And that's what's heartbreaking. And so we try to establish, escorts and a really safe environment for our patients to come to.
Yeah, I think our clinic escorts are some of the heroes on the front lines, mm-hmm. for sure. I don't know how they do it. I'd get very frustrated, I think.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you just want to yell back.
Absolutely. So obviously, you're more than a doctor that works at Planned Parenthood. Tell us about the things that you do and bring you joy outside of work.
I have a son who is probably the joy of my life. He's 8, and watching him continue to grow into an independent little person is a wonderful privilege. It's probably the best reason that I can think of to do what I do. Parenting is the most challenging, difficult, and amazing experience I have ever had. It has incredible lows and incredible highs, and it shouldn't really be forced on anyone. I'm often asked, I had patients ask me if becoming a parent or being a parent has changed my views as to what I would do. And I would say absolutely it has. It's made me even more certain that I'm in the right profession and that women are the best people to trust about their choices. He's amazing, and you shouldn't be forced to have that. It should be absolutely that person's choice, because there's no manual when it comes to me. You know what? Some days I make the right choices, and sometimes I'm mom of the year, and sometimes I just feel like, you know, I've made bad choices. But you know, you try your best, and that's kind of just anything in life. You do the best you can with what you know.
I read somewhere that sometimes the best parenting is just going by your instincts.
Yeah. I kind of joke sometimes, if you didn't mess up at all, then they wouldn't have anything to talk about in therapy later on in life.
Keeping the therapist right. employed.
You know, every great person in life has had some adversity, you know, that's all I'm doing. And so when he's like, "You're the meanest mom ever," because I've made him eat vegetables or something, I'm like, "Hey, I'm just creating, you know, just giving something to talk about later on in life."
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Beck. I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk with us today. It was a great conversation. And I even learned a little bit. And that's great. And I want to thank all of you for listening and joining us for the Care No Matter What podcast. We really appreciate your support of Planned Parenthood. And we'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, please rate and subscribe on iTunes. See you next time.